The government shutdown's throwing sand in the gears of the private economy. A new staff report from the Senate Commerce Committee highlights some of the ways that's happening. But the authors of the report also point to several ways in which federal furloughs are jeopardizing public safety. A breakdown now from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
Under the Office of Management and Budget's federal government shutdown guidance, agencies are supposed to keep on the job any employees who are necessary to prevent immediate threats to life and safety. But it would be difficult to argue that thousands of the federal workers who've been sidelined since October 1st don't have a major role in longer-term public safety and welfare. A new report by the Senate Commerce Committee highlights just a few cases within agencies under its immediate jurisdiction. Take the National Transportation Safety Board. The small agency has just 410 employees, but 383 are on furlough, including most of its investigators. Deborah Hersman is the NTSB chairman.
14 accidents have occurred in which we have not dispatched investigators, including an 8-fatal bus crash that occurred in Tennessee, a 4-fatal general aviation accident that occurred in Arizona, and a worker fatality that occurred just blocks from here on Washington's metro system. In addition to the activities that we are not initiating, the shutdown has resulted in the suspension of work on over 1,000 investigations in all modes of transportation. These delays slow our determination of probable cause and the issuance of safety recommendations, essentially delaying safety to the American public, resulting in lost lives and injuries.
The shutdown has also forced the indefinite postponement of two critical NTSB investigative hearings, including one for this summer's Asiana air crash at San Francisco Airport and the collision of two Metro North commuter trains in Connecticut. The agencies also had to turn down requests for technical advice from other U.S. agencies and from other nations.
The NTSB has also received dozens of notifications from our counterparts around the globe about accidents involving U.S. manufactured aircraft. While we are shut down, the NTSB is not able to fully represent U.S. interests in aviation around the world.
That's not the only potential impact to aviation safety. The FAA's air traffic controllers are on the job, but they're working without support staff, and training of new controllers has stopped. Nearly 15,000 of the FAA's employees are on furlough, and that includes 1,200 of the 1,300 people who normally handle safety certifications for aircraft and airplane parts. Marion Blakey, the CEO of the Aerospace Industries Association and a former FAA administrator, says the agency's aircraft registry office in Oklahoma City has closed entirely.
Halting delivery of new aircraft to their rightful owners. And regrettably, the FAA has suspended the development, operational testing, and implementation of next-gen technologies, designed, of course, to make our air transportation safer, environmentally better and efficient.
Before the shutdown, that office already had a 36-day backlog of work because of furloughs earlier this year due to sequestration. The Consumer Product Safety Commission, which monitors for and warns about safety defects in 15,000 types of products, has all but ceased to function. 95% of its workforce is on furlough, including all of its field inspectors. Only 23 employees are on the job across the entire agency. Rachel Weintraub with the Consumer Federation of America says toys coming into ports on cargo ships are not being inspected, rulemaking activities have stopped entirely, and new product recalls are not being issued.
Last Monday, a 2-year-old girl in San Diego, California was killed when a television tipped over, crushing her to death. Last week, a 1-year-old boy from Hitterdale, Minnesota swallowed part of a laundry pod and has been hospitalized due to his injuries. Because of the shutdown, CPSC is unable to investigate these incidents and unable to educate consumers about how to prevent similar tragedies.
Weintraub says several other agencies the Consumer Federation keeps closed tabs on have been crippled too, like the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. There, 333 people are on furlough, including nearly all of NHTSA's vehicle safety workforce and all of its vehicle crash investigators. And like at the CPSC, the product recall process has stopped completely.
Food safety is in jeopardy as well. The FDA will not conduct routine food safety inspections. Some compliance and enforcement activities will not be monitored. The CDC is at significantly reduced capacity to identify and respond to foodborne illness outbreaks and is unable to support state and local partners in disease surveillance, which has hampered CDC's capacity to track the recent and current salmonella outbreak linked to poultry that sickened close to 300 people. While most USDA inspectors of meat and poultry continue to work, the agency has said that a lengthy hiatus would have serious adverse effects.
OMB's shutdown guidance and agency's interpretation of that guidance does allow them to bring back furloughed employees, but generally only for a short time and only to deal with a narrowly prescribed range of critical short-term issues. A lot of day-to-day work just isn't getting done. Again, NTSB Chair Deborah Hersman.
We complete about 1,500 investigations every year, so it's safe to say that well over 1,000 have been halted in their tracks. There's very little that we can do to keep those moving, and we really have to establish a very high bar to bring our people back to work, and we've only been able to do that on five occasions in the last 10 days for five different events. The rest we've had to let go, and I think in many cases we've heard about the delays. I think safety delayed is safety denied. We don't find these issues, we can't address them.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.